I recently went on an unbelievable pheasant hunt near Aberdeen, South Dakota, partly thanks to the CRP program. Using a blocker and drive technique, a party of 13 guys took 36 pheasant, which translates into their limit, and it was all done in about an hour. There we were in a cornfield. It's about 25 degrees, and nine of us are driving birds from one end of the field to the other. The other four served as blockers, most of us carrying 16 to 20 gauge shotguns. As always in a hunt like this, one of the most remarkable and entertaining things to watch was the dogs. A chocolate and a yellow lab, both incredible in terms of their flushing as well as their retrieving. We're moving down about a 300-yard stand of corn. The stand is about 30 yards wide. The pheasant, of course, want to stay on the ground, under cover. And this is no put-and-take operation. These are all wild birds. The dogs are working hard and only flush up a few until we get to about three-quarters of the way down the field. Then, all you-know-what breaks loose. And in large part, it's all due to the USDA's Conservation Reserve Program. Executive Director of the FSA's Boise office, Dick Rush, explains some of the rules.
To make it even more of a conservation program, it has to be highly erodible land. There have to be other factors that enter in, like some wildlife benefits.
A win-win for farmers and hunters. Now this.
This is David Sparks for Sportsman's Spotlight.